Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And the Jets ever start winning games? They're going to get all their customers.
Right.
All the people who aren't season ticket holders are buying tickets. Guess what? They're going to buy tickets. It's as simple as that. So, yes, right now as they're losing, you're going to make your customers unhappy. Even if they resubscribe, they're pissed off, they hate you. It still comes down to the same bottom line, which is when you win, you'll have a packed stadium and season tickets will be impossible to get. And if you lose, customers may make business decisions of their own where they say it's not worth having them.
Right.
So making a callous business decision, Teak, as you worded it, still in the short term may benefit if they don't lose as many customers as the income they're bringing in on raised prices.
And I think that's the bet, is that they're trending towards having a better team. That's in their minds. They haven't obviously shown that on the field yet, but they're trending to having a better team. So the price increase won't affect them as the seasons go on forward. Not this season, going forward.
Just remember this, and I said this about the Mets, and it turned out to be very correct in terms of how well they drew this season. Attendance follows success.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't predate it. So when the Mets weren't drawing in 2024 and we're all like,
and they were good.
They were very good. I kept telling you, yeah, it sucks. I wish more people were there, but it'll happen next year. It's what always happens. It's why the 97 Yankees outdrew the 96 Yankees. So the Jets haven't had any success.
Mm.
So we're still years away from seeing that increase in terms of people wanting to go to games, because remember, it will follow the success. Well, they haven't had success
yet. Right.
So they're not getting more people in the building next year. They got to win next year.
Right.
And then the year after that, there'll be more people in the building. So we're still going to be, Woody is going to be waiting a while.
Yeah, but I hope he doesn't do it again.
Raise prices?
Yes.
Dude, he's raised prices every year.
I know.
It's unbelievable.
So how can you do it again?
He continues to do it. Now, he's not doing it on every section, but he's doing it on a lot of sections, which is unbelievable. Jose's in Brentwood. What's up, Jose?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well.
So I'm a low percentage of watching the whole game. Of course, you know,
yeah.
I'm enjoying all the eras the Dodgers are doing, and I want the Blue Jays to lose. And it made me think of my team, and I'm nervous for next year because I know Cashman pretty much has one shot, and I feel like he's going to go big or go home this offspring with all these big moves because he's seeing the success of the Dodgers. And for his mind, he's like, I only got one more year. Why not go big or go home? So I just want your take on that.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Jose, and I'm glad you brought this up because I need to tell Tiki, Sean, and Tommy something very, very important. I have not told them this, but they have to know this right now on Tuesday, October 28th. We have been very quiet about the baseball offseason. We haven't said much. And the reason we haven't said much is baseball season's still going on.
Right.
There's no offseason.
Mm-hmm.
The minute this World Series ends, maybe tomorrow night, maybe in five, the minute this World Series ends, there's a homework project that we all have.
Which is?
To come up with our plans of attack for each of the local teams' offseason.
Mm.
Realistic plans. Because instead of saying, Mets need pitching. Okay, who? Instead of saying, the Yankees need to do bah, bah, bah. Who?
Mm.
So, Tiki, as you're bored watching tonight's baseball game, because you probably will be in the third inning.
Yeah.
I want you to do what you do best. Go down a rabbit hole and start analyzing free agents, trade targets, because come either Wednesday, Thursday, or next week, we need to be prepared with our Mets and Yankees offseason plans. And that goes for the listeners as well. When you're bored watching tonight's playoff game, a World Series game, I should say,
right.
Yankee fans, prepare your plan of attack. Mets fans, prepare your plan of attack. Because as soon as we get the offseason.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll have a day in which we can all kind of compare notes on our plan of attack. Tiki, do you accept this mission?
Of course. That means that me, Tommy, Sean, I guess you probably have already done this.
I've already done it.
Yeah, of course you have. We have to do both teams.
Correct.
We can't just do our team.
Yeah, you got to be.
We have to do both teams.
You got to be IBOs.
All right,
and you can do it. I mean, it's more difficult, obviously, for Tommy and Sean, but you're a professional IBO.
Yeah.
So, Met plan, Yankee plan. That means Tommy, Yankee plan. And don't be a jerk.
Mm. Well, you can't set ground rules.
Right.
That's not fair. I could do whatever I want.
So, the question is, are we allowed to go to the extreme?
I think you got
to
stay.
Are we allowed to do the, trade Anthony Volpe, get XYZ, come back and do this?
It's got to be realistic.
Okay.
Realistic. The ground rules are
not
realistic.
Extreme. Not extreme.
So realistic. So we're doing a Brian Cashman offseason. Underwhelming. Got it.
Well, what you would suggest Brian Cashman do under the Hal Steinbrenner budget. Like, obviously, you can't expand the payroll to $800 million because
we know
that Hal and even Steve aren't going to do that.
Yeah.
So when I say realistic, I don't mean what we think David Stearns is going to do or what we think Brian Cashman is going to do. I mean, okay, this is what I think the budget is, within reason. These are the players I would target. Okay. I think that's fair.
So wiping out Volpe, though, then would be realistic because it has nothing to do with budget.
Because if I'm advising Brian Cashman, you know the first thing I'm saying to him?
Go ahead.
Is that you need to create an environment for Aaron Judge like Shohei Ohtani has with the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Have a super team around them?
At least steps closer to it.
Okay.
Because you don't. And this is the debate Sean and I were having about how much better Shohei Ohtani is. And it's not really about Shohei Ohtani being better, but he is. And it's not because statistics or home runs or batting average or any of that stuff.
Well, he does something no player in the history of baseball has ever done.
Okay, but
including Babe Ruth.
Okay, it's not even that. The pitching, which we'll find out tonight, is not even part of the conversation. He's going to win back-to-back-to-back MVPs. And if it wasn't for Judge beating him in 22, he'd have 5 in a row.
Right.
Think about that. 5 in a row. He finished second to Judge in 22. And so Shohei Ohtani is special. But the reason I'm talking about him being better than Judge is that I look at great athletes and moments. It's not about what did you compile, right? Frank Gore is one of the greatest running backs in NFL history. Rushed for 16,000 yards.
Right.
Can you remember a great moment from his career?
Yeah, like, some good games for the Jets,
okay,
I guess.
Some good games, but can you talk about a moment
he's a
where
compiler.
It was like, dude, in that moment, he rushed for 190 yards.
Right.
Like, can you think of one?
Not really.
Exactly. Shohei Ohtani is given moments, and he always excels.
Well, I don't think that's true.
Did he not in game?
Well, hold on.
By the way,
Shohei Ohtani is a great. He is the best player in baseball. I remember Tommy and I had that argument, and what I always said, and I stand by every word, is once he pitches, he's the best player in baseball.
Right.
When he's just a DH,
right.
I think Judge is better. And by the way, I'll stand by that. I still, despite what he's doing right now, and it is amazing, pound for pound, the numbers back me up. Aaron Judge is a better offensive
100%.
Player than Shohei Ohtani.
But when the moments have come for Aaron Judge, particularly in the postseason, they're forgettable.
Okay, you're right, but here's my counter to this. And maybe this is your overall point, so correct me if I'm wrong. Shohei Ohtani between last year's World Series and this year's Game 4 of the NLCS was 6 for 57.
Right, so he was,
did nothing. So he got carried by everybody
else. First of all, last year's World Series, he was fully physically compromised.
That's not my problem.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't. It truly doesn't matter.
So we don't count that?
Of course you count it.
Okay.
But they won the World Series.
Despite him.
But they won the World Series.
Despite him.
You're missing my point. Because they won the World Series despite him.
Correct.
Could the Yankees win the World Series despite Aaron
That's
Judge?
Where I agree
the
with
answer
you.
Is no.
Okay. Well,
my first statement, forget the Shohei Ohtani stuff. My first statement was that Brian Cashman needs to put around Aaron Judge what Shohei Ohtani has with the LA Dodgers, or at least a facsimile of it.
So,
something close to it.
So based
not
on
something
that,
where it's like, yeah, I don't know about this guy. I don't know about this guy either. I don't know about this prospect, super prospect Anthony Volpe at shortstop because he sucks and he's hurt. Like, I don't know about Jason Dominguez who doesn't play for the last month of the season. Like, that's not going to get you a World Series for Aaron Judge.
So based on that plan,
if you have a great player, how it's a disservice not to do that for him.
So you know what that means? I do know what you mean, and that part I agree with. So I'll stick with that because the Ohtani Judge argument we'll have for months. Here's Tiki Barber's plan to make the Yankees the Dodgers. He give Judge the same grouping that Ohtani has. You ready?
Spend money.
They have to sign Pete Alonso to play first base.
Dude.
Kyle Tucker to play right field.
All about it.
Alex Bregman to play shortstop and eventually just move to third base. If Mookie Betts can play shortstop, Alex Bregman can. So here's the plan. Tucker, Alonso, Bregman, and Bellinger. If Cashman does all of that, then you're right. The Yankees are the Dodgers.
You know what the problem is?
They're not going to do even 70% of that?
Pitching.
I would disagree. I think the Yankee pitching is actually pretty stellar.
If everybody's healthy.
Well, isn't that the Dodger thing? The Dodger pitching wasn't healthy most of the season. They are fortunate that everyone is healthy now. Blake Snell missed time. Tyler Glasnow missed time. Shohei Ohtani missed time.
Right.
Even Yamamoto last year missed time. So, like, that argument about pitching, that was the biggest question the Dodgers faced. And for them, credit to them, everybody's healthy.
Starting pitching.
Well, their bullpen is, I mean, I know it was great yesterday, but it's a mess. I'm just saying, to make the Yankees what the Dodgers are, based on your point, which is a fair one, that's literally what they'd have to do.
Well, of course.
Does anyone think they're going to do half of that?
No. Well, why would you not?
Yeah. I'm not disagreeing with that part.
We're just having the Tucker or Bellinger argument. I would just get two guys.
You are right. But unfortunately, it's not realistic.
Okay,
so when you make your plan, it's got to be realistic.
So the realistic plan, to summarize, the homework we got to do is going to be very unexciting.
Right.
I think we're pretty good.
No, I think if they
you're not, Aaron Boone.
I think that was Cashman, but close enough. That is, though they do, actually, play that one more time. Was that Aaron Boone?
Hold on, sounded like Boone to me.
I think we're pretty good.
Ah, it's Cashman.
Yes. But again, another problem, they sound too much alike when they're mad. So, again,
they've
morphed into each other.
So, here's the assignment for everybody. As soon as the baseball season is officially over, which could happen tomorrow, it could happen on Friday night, it could happen on Saturday night, have your off-season plans ready.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.